NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
There's been new activity today at the highest levels of the United Nations to prevent an outbreak of fighting between the Arabs and Israelis. Details from Pauline Frederick, NBC News, at the United Nations.
The United Arab Republic has asked for an urgent meeting of the Security Council following Secretary General Thant's report of the danger to peace in the Middle East. Council President Yu of China is consulting delegates on the time. There is some opposition to holding the session tonight. UN sources in touch with the conferences now underway believe the stronger possibility is for a council meeting tomorrow. Whenever it is held, Secretary General Thant's report will be considered. He has warned of the serious situation in the Gulf of Aqaba as a result of Egypt's threat to Israeli shipping, as well as acts of terror and sabotage on all sides. Thant wants, among other things, the UN Armistice Commission activated and council enforcement of the ceasefire arrangements. This is Pauline Frederick, NBC News at the United Nations.
More on the Middle East crisis and other news after this from the RCIA.
If you work in the retail field, do you have a voice in your working conditions? Over 500,000 wage earners do. They are members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. They use their legal right to bargain for good wages, good working conditions, and job security. They have something to say about what their working conditions shall be because their rights are spelled out in their union contract. RCIA members actually vote on the conditions in their union agreement before it is signed. Wherever RCIA employees have bargained with management through their union, they have made gains. Union agreements provide for periodic wage increases. If you work in a retail store and would like more information about this progressive union that is helping millions of store workers and their families achieve a high standard of living, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Israel has reported the first military incident near the Gaza Strip since the U.N. emergency force pulled out a week ago. A communique said an Egyptian landmine planted a mile inside Israel went off under an Israeli armored half-track, wounding 7 soldiers. Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Ibn is due back in Tel Aviv shortly after his trip to Washington. During a stop today in Paris, he said he found that U.S. leaders strongly support the rights of free shipping through the Straits of Tehran, which the Egyptians are trying to blockade. Pope Paul demonstrated his concern about the threat of war in the Middle East today. He instructed the chief Roman Catholic prelates in Cairo and Jerusalem to talk to the Egyptian and Israeli governments about the absolute need to keep the peace. The Vatican spokesman said the Pope warned that a conflict in the Middle East would cause incalculable harm to all mankind. On her second swing with a bottle of champagne today, Caroline Kennedy christened the aircraft carrier John F. Kennedy at Newport News, Virginia. At more than 61,000 tons, the $200 million vessel is the world's largest non-nuclear warship. Caroline's 6-year-old brother, John Jr., her mother, Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy, and other members of the Kennedy family were at her side. President Johnson attended the launching and said he hoped that John F. Kennedy would always sail in peace. After the ceremony, Mr. Johnson flew to Texas to spend the holiday weekend at his ranch. The Cincinnati Gas and Electric Company has restored power after a massive blackout that affected parts of the city and nearby Kentucky. South Korean warships and North Korean shore batteries traded shots today near the military demarcation line. South Korea said all her ships escaped damage. More in a moment.
Hi, I'm Jackie Vernon. When you insure your car with State Farm Mutual, you get low rates and big protection. You also get a red and white bumper sticker. Whoopee! The bumper sticker isn't very big, but it means a great deal. You're insured with the world's largest car insurance company. And wherever you go, some 13,000 State Farm agents and claim representatives are standing behind you. So be careful when you back up.
The U.S. command in Saigon reports that a Navy jet was shot down during one of yesterday's strikes against North Vietnamese MiG jet fighter bases. It was the 561st American plane officially reported lost over the North. The pilot is missing. The airman who attacked power plants in the Haiphong area yesterday said today that debris from an exploding Soviet-built anti-aircraft missile fell on a merchant ship in a river near Haiphong. They said they couldn't determine the ship's nationality. Elements of 2 North Vietnamese and Viet Cong regiments today avoided battle after heavy fighting yesterday with U.S. Marines in the coastal lowlands 20 miles south of the American base at Da Nang. The Marines said they killed 172 communists Friday and 15 today. Marine losses are put at 28 dead and 76 wounded. The Americans tried today to trap the enemy between themselves and a South Vietnamese force, but they met little resistance. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News.
Going to California? Go TWA. Non-stop jets every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Low as $200 round trip. Call TWA for details.
Save the fun, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Remember, Memorial Day weekend with Kodak film. News of the metropolitan area next on the conversation station WNBC New York. At 6 minutes past 4 o'clock, it's 75 degrees in New York City. This is Arthur Gary with the latest news of the metropolitan area. Tenants in more than 1,000 Manhattan apartment buildings are still without essential services as the strike by building service workers continues. A union spokesman says 345 buildings have signed contracts since the walkout began yesterday. He warned that the strike could spread to other boroughs. WNBC News reporter Bill Fitzgerald discussed the situation with Buildings Commissioner Charles Mertler.
What plans does the city have further than what you are doing now? Are there any plans in the works?
Well, the mayor has ordered invocation of the emergency program, which is now in operation, under which the Department of Buildings, the City Rent and Rehabilitation Administration, Fire Department, Police Department, every other agency of government are pulling together to deal with true emergencies, where you have the cardiac, for example, who cannot go up and down stairs. The City of New York makes arrangements through the unions to get that person taken up or down the stairs by elevator, or failing that, we will use other means to effect the same result.
Mertler added that the main complaint was lack of elevator service in many buildings. Traffic Commissioner Barnes says he doesn't think that New York City is so dangerous that his meter maids have to operate in pairs. Barnes says if they persist in demanding they work in teams, he'll disband the meter maid operation. The temperature in New York, 75 degrees and sunny. The humidity is 30%. The barometer's falling. The wind is from the northeast at 12 miles an hour. Sunny and mild this afternoon, the high in the 70s. That's the news and weather to the moment. Next news at 5 with Alec Gifford. This is Arthur Gary.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's the monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's the monitor.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor 67, with the best sound anywhere around for your weekend listening pleasure. We'll be hearing shortly from Kurt Gowdy with the story of some strange happenings in one of the world's biggest cities, a turkey shoot in Times Square, and a bobcat hunt in Brooklyn. First, a word about thirst.
Taste that beats the others go. Pepsi pours it on.
Now, Monitor Music. Here's the well-known husband and wife team of Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with a song about one of those places they work in occasionally, Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Come hear the music play.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Isn't that lonely? Life is Good as sitting alone in your room.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones, wouldn't you say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated, Don't Make Waves is very funny. And best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Victor Moon sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Now monitor outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to tell you about a Times Square turkey shoot and a bobcat hunt in Brooklyn right after this message. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. I'm not eligible to enter Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zebco 909 deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zebco dealers and fill out an entry blank, and you don't have to buy anything either. While you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zebco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zebco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. You know, it's hard to believe that just a short 200 years ago, New York City and the surrounding area contained one of the largest concentrations of fish and game in North America. Here are a few facts. When Henry Hudson first landed in New York Harbor in 1609, he was met by a party of Manhattan Indians who decided to have a feast in his honor. The Indian chief ordered a pair of braves to go out and shoot some birds, and it's reported that they returned in a twinkling of an eye with enough wild pigeons to feed 50 people. Peter Minuit bought Manhattan for $24. This smart Dutchman wanted Manhattan for a trading post, and he was right. In 1626, for instance, a typical ship's cargo included more than 8,000 beaver and otter skins. Around this same time, New Amsterdam consisted of a small settlement of some 200 people who lived near what is known as the Battery. These first New Yorkers did a little farming, but fishing and hunting provided them with most of their meals. New York had its share of wolves in those days, too. One settler imported a herd of sheep and spent most of the winter trying to keep the wolves from devouring them. The wolves won, but nobody really minded. By that time, these settlers preferred venison to mutton anyway. I guess the shooting was pretty good, because one account tells of taking 11 gray geese with one shot. Along a downtown stretch is what is now Broadway, was a spring-fed pond that provided excellent fishing. This was a major landmark in those days and a favorite place for the youngsters to play hooky from school. In the 1700s, some of the best hunting was across the Harlem River on John Bronk's farm, while Queens was so thickly populated with foxes and bobcats that deer and other game had difficulty surviving there. Staten Island, incidentally, was considered an excellent place to shoot bear. In 1771, a butcher opened a bear market in the Wall Street area and had little trouble in supplying enough bear meat for his customers. In those days, Greenwich Village was a favorite hunting area. But as the population of New York grew, game became more scarce. By 1840, for instance, a man had to hike clear up to 125th Street to have a reasonable chance of shooting a deer or trapping a beaver. Yes, the good old days in New York are over. But here's one more wildlife note which might interest you. In 1863, someone liberated 14 English sparrows in Central Park. and you must admit that this species has done very well. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about mercury outboard motors. Some people think an outboard motor has to be noisy. Well, a mercury outboard isn't. It's all in the way it's built. Mercury mounts the engine on a sound-deadening support frame. The exhaust tube is surrounded by a water jacket, and jet prop exhaust buries sound and fumes deep underwater behind your boat. Mercury isn't just quieter than other outboards. It's really quiet. See all nine quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealers. Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy is heard regularly right here on the Monitor Beacon.
There you are. Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. Family along with you. Should be fun. But is it fun inside your car? Do you have seat space, comfort, and quiet? Wouldn't you like to have a car with some better ideas for space, comfort, and quiet? A Ford Motor Company car. Big Mercuries give you room for three up front. Or a better idea called Twin Comfort Lounge Seats. You can adjust your half of the seat to your own comfort. A Ford LTD gives you elbow room for six people. And better ideas on ventilation, too. Comfort Stream ventilation, or you can get air conditioning. Keeps you cool inside, keeps road noise outside. Ford has a better idea. Lots of them. Next trip, take some with you. See your Ford or Mercury dealer.
Ford has a better idea.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67. Before we go any further, let me tell you about a big event coming up in our lives. The weekend of June 10th and 11th will be Monitor's 12th anniversary. And some of the personalities will be wishing us a happy birthday will be Steve Allen, Edie Adams, Count Basie, Pat Boone, Phyllis Diller. In addition, to three dozen others. So be sure to mark that date down on your calendar and make a date to join us on our birthday weekend, June the 10th and 11th. It'll be quite a party.
When she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes ooh. Ooh. But I watch her so sadly. Can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. Doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Ooh, but I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. Por causa do amor, she just doesn't see. Nem olha pra mim, she never sees me.
The girl from Ipanema, Frank Sinatra, and the great guitarist-arranger, Jovim.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related.
Big name at Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won him the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. At speeds at Indy, as they increase, so does the strain on those racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andretti, like many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. Now, you can buy this same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's where you get gas or service. I don't think I mentioned a little while ago that one of the notables who will greet us on Monitor's birthday in a couple of weeks will be Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Naturally, we wouldn't let his birthday go by without offering many happy returns of the day and giving him a warm welcome to Monitor. Mr. Humphrey was born on this day in 1911 in Wallace, South Dakota. He reflected on his birthday and past life in this chat with Peter Hackett, NBC News, Washington.
What number is this for you, Mr. Vice President?
Well, this is number 56.
And what does it seem like?
About like 56, maybe just a little less.
Did you ever think on any of those past birthdays when you were growing up that you'd be spending number 56 as Vice President of the United States?
No, I can't say that I did. I had hoped that sometime in my life I would be in Washington in public office, and of course that was achieved a little bit earlier. But to be Vice President at 56 was something that I hadn't quite contemplated.
Seems like a long way from the farm country of Minnesota back in the Depression days to this beautiful office and this wonderful position of yours, this nice desk we're sitting at.
Well, it is a long ways. You know, they used to say that you had to be born in a log cabin to get into politics, but I didn't have that good luck. I was born above a drugstore in a very small town. But I was blessed with wonderful parents and with the chance to go to school and out in a little small school in South Dakota and then on to the University of Minnesota, then in mayor of Minneapolis to the United States Senate, and now here vice president. It's been a very interesting and exciting life.
What about kids today as compared to the kids in your day? We hear a great deal about they're doing this and they're doing that and they're objecting and complaining and the work doesn't seem to get done like it used to be. What was it like when you were putting yourself through school?
Well, I think there's an entirely different environment for young people today, or very much different. Many of us in my age were reared in families where the father owned a store or he was in some small business or he lived out on a farm, and therefore it wasn't whether you wanted to work or not. You just had to work if you were a part of that family. It was a family operation. Those things have changed much. Today, there are large businesses, big industrial plants. Many of the people that are in government, you can't have your son or your daughter alongside of you at the desk. Now, my father, as a druggist, used to have me in the store practically all of the time. I was brought up to participate in the family endeavor, in the family work, so that work was a part of my life. This is another way of saying that we kept mighty busy. There wasn't much free time. I think today that young people have it a little more difficult in some ways. They are not required, some of them, to do as much physical work or even maybe as much work to earn their living, as we say. But that's a liability. If they had an opportunity for more gainful employment, I think they'd feel that they are more a part of the community and that they would feel that they were making a real contribution. Now, a number of them, of course, do have this privilege or this opportunity. In fact, I think most young people today like to get out and like to be tested, like to work, want to be involved, and they're doing a mighty good job of it. The one other observation I would make is that I think young people today are brighter. I think they're better educated. They're more sophisticated. Radio, television, the press, the media has brought us all closer together, given us a greater resource of public knowledge, public information. Therefore, young people know more about the world, know more about their country than their fathers or mothers or their grandfathers or their grandmothers. And they tend to be socially concerned. They ask questions. I think their questions are maybe a little more penetrating than some of ours. But as far as protesting and so forth, young people always do that. My goodness, there are all sorts of ways that it's manifest. But when I was a young man, I had my own ideas, and we're all a bit rebellious. We all get to a point where we want our independence. That old story about the boy that was 14 thought his father was so stupid. By the time he was 21, he said he never knew that a man could learn so much in 7 years as his dad. Well, I think that story still applies.
Well, on behalf of all of our Monitor listeners, I want to wish you a very happy birthday, Mr. Vice President, and thank you for letting us be here in your office today.
Well, thank you very, very much.
This is Peter Hackus in Washington. Now back to Monitor in Radio Central.
And from all of us here at Monitor, many happy returns of the day to Vice President Hubert Humphrey. And now a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Tastes like champagne. Champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey.
Now, Herb Alpert, the Latin James Bond, steps up in front of the Tijuana brass with his trumpet to play Casino Royale. You're tuned to Monitor 67, where you keep up to date on what's happening around the weekend world. Monitor is nationwide, you know. Sample, in and around the area of Prescott, Arizona, we're heard on KYCA. Hello, Prescott. Now a word from all the members of our NBC family, then more of Monitor 67.
Here, Meet the Press International, a one-hour special, tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Ed McMahon here to carry on with Monitor 67. Music coming up right after this from Pepsi-Cola.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Here's Petula Clark with a new one. Don't sleep in the subway.
You wander around on your own, little cloud. When you don't see the why or the wherefore. You walk out on me when we both disagree. 'Cause to reason is not what you care for.
Try to be smart.
then you take it to heart. 'Cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromised, and the problems are so overrated.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa,
to whom I am not related.
Big name in Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won him the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on those racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andretti, like many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. Now, you can buy this same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's where you get gas or service. Just ahead, we'll be hearing from Joe Garagiola as he interviews Billy Hunter of the Baltimore Orioles on the problems of being a good third base coach. First, let's hear about how to get a good suntan this summer.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan as you will quickly see. 'Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Coppertone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the Tannables. Get a better tan with Coppertone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Coppertone helps make your skin more tannable, helps prevent peeling, keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
There are 9 men on a baseball team, but it takes a lot more men than that to put a winning outfit on the field. One of the important jobs in baseball is that of the third base coach, the man whose decisions often decide whether his team scores or not. Joe Garagiola interviewed one of the best, Billy Hunter, of the Baltimore Orioles.
If you were looking at your very first baseball game, the guy on the field who figures to confuse you the most is the third base coach. You'd wonder, what in the world is he doing? Not long ago, I got a chance to discuss the job of being a third base coach with one of the real good ones, Billy Hunter, of the world champion Baltimore Orioles.
Billy is a third base coach. If I wanted to be a third base coach, what would be some of the basic things I would have to learn?
Joe, I think first off, you'd have to know your own players very well, know how they can run and what kind of base runners they were. Then you would have to know the opposing outfielders, especially know how they can throw, how they charge the ball. A lot of fellas, for instance, might have strong arms but don't get rid of the ball very well or don't throw it very accurately. And with those kind of fellas, you might take a little more gamble a little more than you would with the guy that comes after the ball quick and gets rid of it and throws accurate. Those two things, plus the game situation, the spot in the batting order that you have coming along to hit next, the number of outs, and so forth.
How big a factor is the ballpark itself?
Oh, it's a big factor. Take a club like our own, Joe. Now I'm speaking of last year, not to this point this year. We scored 6 or 7 runs a game last year, and you might not gamble quite as much, especially if you have the middle of the order coming up where you might on another ball club.
What is the big bugaboo of the third base coach? What's the one thing you want to avoid? For example, as an analogy, umpires want to avoid a double decision where one guy calls a runner out and the other fellow calls him safe. What's the one thing you would just don't want to have happen?
Well, we in schooling base running, Joe, one of the things that we bring up is don't get thrown out at third base with 2 outs. In other words, if you're on second base, a base hit will score you most of the time anyway. Of course, there's quite a few ways to score from third rather than second, but you want to give a guy a chance to drive you in. If you're at third, if there's less than a 50-50 chance, you don't want to get thrown out at third base. I think the biggest difficulty I have in coaching third base is when I have a runner going from going home, and it's going to be a nip and tuck play at home plate, and I have another runner between second and third, and I have to either give the guy a go ahead or hold him up and get back there and let the other runner know what I want him to do.
Kind of a dignified traffic cop.
Almost.
That was third base coach Billy Hunter of the Baltimore Orioles. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want to bet I'm Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, any time before July 1st from a participating dealer, you'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. You're in tune with Monitor 67 at 15 minutes before the hour. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, inviting you to stay with us for more of everything. News, sports, music, information. Right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. 2 Wetson's government-inspected all-beef burgers topped with velvety smooth cheese on a bun. Mmm, love that Wetson's cheeseburger. In Noah, Connecticut, there's a Wetson's on U.S. 1. That's Connecticut Avenue, halfway between Darien and Norwalk.
So this is Deborah Carr. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a disease of the brain and spinal cord. Its cause, prevention, and cure are not known. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society sponsors research in clinics and laboratories all over the country, made possible by your contributions. So, when your MS volunteer calls on you, give as generously as you can.
You're into the first run of the Indianapolis 500 with sportscaster Bill Mazur, as the 660 pit crew sounds another win for WNBC with exclusive supercharged reports. Brought to you live and direct from the Indianapolis Speedway by Manhattan Imported Cars, America's largest Renault Peugeot dealer, Manhattan, Jackson Heights, and Hempstead, Long Island. That's the Indianapolis 500, noon to 4 on WNBC.
Go, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Put your thirst on ice with a cold Pepsi Cola. Pepsi has the taste created for the cold, a taste that comes alive in the cold in a big, bold, and biting way. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor. Starting off this quarter hour with the voice of Buddy Greco, singing a brand new one. It's called Love's Gonna Live Here Again.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna groove here. Love's gonna romp here. Love is gonna swing here. Love's gonna live here again.
I ain't never gonna move.
If you're listening to Monitor in your car, please drive safely. Holiday traffic calls for extra caution, especially if the weather's bad. Let's have a check of the weather around the country. A severe thunderstorm watch is out for portions of the central plains. However, sunny and dry weather is the rule over most of the nation. The temperature soared to 97 at Daytona Beach, Florida today, the highest ever for this day. Tomorrow's outlook, sunny skies for most of the country, showers and thundershowers likely from the southern plains to the Midwest. Continued warm in the southeast. Warmer in New England, cooler from Texas across the Midwest and Ohio Valley.
Automobile safety is a widely discussed topic these days, and rightly so. The nearly 50,000 killed and millions injured each year testify to a condition that needs public attention. Every driver should be aware of the necessity for good, streak-free visibility in stormy weather. It's his responsibility to provide his car with fresh windshield wiper blades or refills when he detects a streaking condition. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, makers of Anco windshield wiper blades, arms, and refills, have developed their exclusive cushionite rubber for one specific purpose, to wipe glass and provide crystal clear vision for the car driver. But even the finest rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and road film and starts to streak. This is the signal. Pull into the service station where you see the big, bright yellow Anco service cabinet and get a pair of fresh new Anco blades or refills. Takes just a few seconds, and you're back on the visibility safety track again. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Now, more Monitor music. Here's something that'll make you envious if you're still making time payments on your first guitar. Tommy Garrett's 50 guitars, playing a number called Courtin'. Thank you. editors ring around the world a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. In 1 minute, a commentary on the crisis in the Middle East. First, this word from Master Lock Company, originators of the laminated padlock for maximum protection. Recently, at a police pistol range in Chicago, an amazing demonstration of strength took place. A master laminated padlock was blasted at point-blank range by a bullet from a .44 Magnum revolver, the world's most powerful handgun. And the master padlock still worked perfectly. That's powerful protection. And that's the kind of protection engineered into every master cylinder padlock, from its precision pin-tumbler locking mechanism to its laminated steel case. Whatever your security need, Master has the answer. For home, for outdoors, for school, for industry. Master padlocks are the most economical protection you can buy. Available at hardware stores, locksmiths, wherever locks are sold. Remember, if it's a master, that's all you need to know about a padlock. Now here's Joseph Seharsh, NBC News, Washington.
The Middle East crisis should not have, but did, come as a jolting, shocking surprise to the highest officials of Washington. It should not have been a surprise because American experts have for months been watching and studying the buildup of a Russian sphere of influence in the Arab world. It was obvious weeks ago that Moscow had become patron, protector, and arms purveyor to Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Somalia, and Algeria. The only question in the minds of the people who watched all this happening was what Moscow intended to do with its new Middle East political system and when. But the people at the top, the White House and the command layer at the State Department, have grown so preoccupied with the anguish of the Vietnam War that they were unable to feel the new crisis boiling up behind them. Senators who attended the meeting between the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee and Secretary of State Dean Rusk the morning after the crisis broke said it was like no previous appearance of Mr. Rusk before that group. This time, the senators did most of the talking to an unusually quiet and non-assertive Mr. Rusk. And this time, it is said, there was no longer any division between doves and hawks or Democrats and Republicans. As one man, they made it very clear to the Secretary of State that he was not to go it alone in the Middle East. He was given marching orders to get allies first, and then a group policy with allies. Which explains why the first step in Washington about the Middle East crisis was to get Britain's deputy foreign minister over from London, and the second step was to approve France's proposal for a Big Four conference to include Russia. Britain and France have not been so appreciated in Washington and consulted by Washington since Lyndon Johnson came to the White House. The new yearning for allies even healed a two-year feud between the President and Prime Minister Pearson of Canada and sent the President to Canada for a day of deference to newly appreciated neighbors. Joseph C. Harsh, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. Now, this message from the National Association of Hearing and Speech Agencies. How well do you hear? Do you know? Most of us know, don't know, rather, whether our hearing is average, better than average, or below average. It's easy to find out. And then if your hearing isn't as good as it ought to be, you can take steps to correct the problem. Ask your doctor or the hearing and speech center in your community where to have your hearing tested.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Scoring the biggest hit in America today is the unchanging quality of Miller High Life beer. Ask for Miller High Life yourself, in cans, on tap, or in familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Who can say, Riz Ortolani? You're listening to Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up. Then we'll be right back with more.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation.